Let's start with team news for this Peterborough game. The obvious doubts were Maguire and Porter. Will they make it?
Yeah, they've got a good chance. We'll leave it in right till just before kick-off. They haven't done much since the game on Sunday, but we're hoping that both will be available.
How much did Sunday take out of the players, thinking of the pitch, for example, which was very heavy? Do you find that players suffer more when it's like that?
Yeah, I think the combination of the things, the enormity of the game for us, going down to 10 men for 40 minutes, and of course playing on a pitch, which held up remarkably well when you consider the weather that we'd had on the Sunday. So it just means that, having played on it, we're not sure what it's going to be like for Wednesday evening.
Obviously, you lost Doyle. What's the action there, if you've taken any with him? You'll have been able to watch it back by now, of course.
Yeah, he'll be dealt with internally and with our disciplinary process.
What's he had to say about it?
He's apologised to us all, to the players and to the staff as well. And he said he didn't. There wasn't much in it when you looked at it. It's very difficult to call it violent conduct. He's just caught the lad. He should have a bit more experience. He should know a bit better than that. He accepts that. But the player did make an awful lot of it as well. Rolling around in it, that might have tipped the referee's decision.
And obviously you miss him for 3 games now.
Yeah, we are going to miss him on the pitch, but also it gives other people an opportunity. We've got Stephen McGinn now, we've got little Stefan Skuga, we've got Connor Cody all fighting for places in there. So I would say the biggest worry for him might be getting his place back if we have some good results.
Who'll be the captain? Collins?
Yeah, not sure yet, we haven't discussed it. So we'll see. I know Collo was given the armband when he came off on Sunday, so we'll have a chat about that.
What about business? Obviously getting very close now to the window closing. The striker search still going on, is it?
It is, but not desperately. We know that it opens up again 7th of Feb, so there's more options to bring somebody in for 93 days from that point. So we've said all along, unless it's the right one, we won't bring anybody in. But yeah, there's one or two inquiries we've made for players, but I think, we've got Sean Miller sitting on the bench and, we've got Billy Painter who is available for the league games. So we're not too desperate in that position or any position at the moment.
Connor Cody, with you on loan at the moment. Any talks going on with regards to extending that again?
Well, he's with us until towards the end of February, I think 26th of February. So we've got him for another 4 weeks yet, but that's something we'd certainly be looking to do.
Bit off-piste, this one. Keith Fahey was with you ages ago, and I don't think ever anything was said about what happened with him. Still with you, or is he long gone?
No, he went back to Ireland because he got a problem with his toe. He got injured while he was with us and needed an operation back in Ireland, and I believe he's signed for St Pat's in Ireland for the rest of the season. But he let us know, he said he had an offer from them, he was back there settled. So he had a good month or two, and we were looking at doing something with him. But as it works out, we're okay in that position anyway.
That's cleared that one up. Have you got any other players like that training with you at the moment?
Nope, nobody at the moment, sort of on a trial basis now.
Is that something you're not overly keen on doing anyway? Or?
No, generally. Most of the lads that we're looking at are with clubs and fixed up, as you would expect them to be at this stage of the season. So, yeah, if somebody in exceptional circumstances comes up, then we'll look at them with pleasure. But it's getting them a game at the moment as well, because we can't get under 21 games on or anything.
No one going out, I take it?
No, not at the moment, no. No. Maybe one or two of the young lads, we'll see if the numbers stay high and we keep clear of injuries. Once Harry's clear and Chris Porter's clear, then there's a possibility for Elliot to go back out, maybe Callum at Fadzine, those sorts.
Have to say, in terms of debuts, John Brayford's I thought was excellent on Sunday. Is that what he typically is all about? Is that what you expect to get from him?
Yeah, it was a bit more than we anticipated, and we said when somebody's not played for 6 or 7 months, that's why it wasn't a straight replacement for Tony, and we didn't shove Tony out the door. Blackpool just came in and made us this offer to swap the two, because we were a bit concerned as to whether John can play 20-odd games on the spin. But our minds are a little bit more at rest after seeing him on Sunday, because he was an exceptionally good debut, and all about his character and the way he plays. It's lovely to see him.
His positional awareness, I thought, was terrific. Aside from getting up and down on that right-hand side, he always seemed to know where the Fulham players were, always seemed to be on it right from the off.
Yeah, well, I hope he's had some good coaching over the last 10 years.
not thinking of yourself, of course, in that.
No, there's a couple of good people he's worked with.
Yeah, and Scougal, slight figure, but gets about people, doesn't he? Is that, again, a sign of things to come from him? Because he played down the middle as well. Is that where you see him fitting in?
Yeah, I think anybody who wants the ball and is good on the ball like him, then you need him in the middle of the pitch generally to get him on the ball. A bit like Jose, if we move him a little bit now and again, it is purely to get him some possession. But no, I think you see as well his slight frame won't restrict him at this level. He's been kicked up and down in Scotland for a couple of seasons, so he went into tackles. He's fearless. We've seen him in training. So I'm very, very pleased with his first few days.
In terms of people circling around your players, has it been quiet? Because with every window that comes, it's always, is Maguire going, is Long going? I know the new owners said there's no pressure to sell them, but nevertheless, the fear remains among the fan base. Has anything come in for either of those two, Maguire or Long?
Not a thing. I don't think we've had an inquiry, really. There's usually a couple of agents working behind scenes trying to manufacture deals and things, but as in terms of direct contact, nothing at all from any club.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, in some ways, but I think it shows how tight everything is financially in football generally. There's very few clubs with money to spend in January. And if they are, they're doing it out of desperation, either to stay up or maybe to try and make up ground.
Good news for you, though.
Yeah, it's great news. We don't want to say we're under no pressure to sell. FA Cup's been good in that way as well, financially rewarding for us. So we hope now we're planning for them to have them with us at least this season and beyond.
You've had a really good run, and we touched on this a few weeks ago. Yet you're in the bottom four. You just cannot, for whatever reason, get away from there, can you? And I suspect you might have hoped to have been clear by now with the run that you've been on.
Yeah, I think two results stand out. Not getting the 3 points down at Stevenage, where we played very well, in the Bradford one at home. An extra 4 points puts us nearly halfway up the league. But what we've done is we've given ourselves a platform to get out. I think there's only been, 40 feats and something like that, which is a tremendous run. But as you say, you thought you'd be clear, but now everybody else is winning. Notts County put a great run together. But we've given ourselves that foundation now, and if we can get a few results in the next 4 or 6 weeks, then we will find ourselves getting clear.
Do you think there's a chance it might go the distance, this survival fight, given the competitive nature of this league?
It could do, with so many teams being down there and involved in it. I'd say everybody from almost halfway can get dragged into it. So we're hoping to stay clear of it. And certainly the performances suggest that we'll do that.
The last time you played Peterborough, you weren't in charge, but it was the last game that Chris had it. Were you there? I can't recall whether you were there watching. No, you deliberately stayed away.
Yeah, no. Gary Crosby went, but no, I didn't go that night. But it was an excellent 0-0, I think, on the back of the result, the win on the Saturday.
Strange team, aren't they? I mean, exciting to watch. Score a lot of goals, concede a lot of goals, and you only have to look at their game at the weekend to show you what Peterborough are all about.
I think that typifies them in the last two games of, I think, scored 8 and conceded 8.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, won one and lost one, yeah. Which is incredible. But they do have that capability to score goals. But inevitably, generally, it means that you're a bit vulnerable at the other end.
Obviously, you and Darren from strong footballing backgrounds, do you talk much? Do you share stories much? You're probably of a similar age.
Yeah, no, not too much. Only when we play each other and the odd call now and again. No, it'd be a bit frustrated, I think, with Saturdays. We actually went to watch the game up at Oldham, and I think going in as a manager at half-time at 3-0, you think we should be OK here. And then that early goal in the second half changed everything.
How do you stop them then?
Well, we try and play as we did against Fulham. We managed to stop Fulham for the best part of 40 minutes. Generally speaking, they didn't create that much against us, even with 10 men. So we need that same sort of desire and organisation and the willingness to run forward. That we had on Sunday in the second half with 10 men. Flynn, Murphy, Baxter, making runs at Stefan Skugel. You have to maintain that threat. And I think hopefully people have seen in the last few months that we want to be a positive force on the pitch.
How good is Asamba Longa for them? Obviously, a lot of goals carried by him this season.
Yeah, first time I'd seen him on Saturday, so he scored goals. He wasn't involved too much in build-up play, but I think he's a huge threat in and around the penalty area and on the break.
And to bring it back round to yourselves, you touched on Flynn and Murphy there. They seem to be getting better all the time. Is there anything you've done with them to give them the kind of freedom to express themselves, which is what they seem to be doing now? They're playing as proper wingers when perhaps before they weren't.
Just that, the freedom to express themselves, to go out and play. They're both wide men. We want them back in, helping out. I thought defensively they were brilliant as well on Sunday, getting back and tracking full-backs and everything. Because the way that the Premier League teams play, they push the full-backs right on, almost like wide men themselves. put the track back, but they were a threat going forward as well. The work rate was tremendous, and it's lovely to see them out there. It makes them a little bit more vulnerable, maybe, with two wide men, but as long as they're tucked back in and do the job, we can cope with it.
How key will they be to your success going forward, do you think?
Very key members of the side at the moment. Not only are they doing such a good job for the team, they're chipping in with goals. Both of them have got a few, and we need goals coming from different areas of the team.